Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. Let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that wonderful, matchless name, God, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, we lift you up. Holy Spirit, have your way. Say what you want to say to all of us, Father. Oh, God, we humble ourselves. We bow down before you, and we give you praise. Remind the devil he's off bounds. He's cast out in the name of Jesus. The Holy Ghost, have your way. Welcome to this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're going to talk about before you go into the wilderness, everybody. We're coming from Matthew 3 and Matthew 4. You can go ahead and go on over there with me now. Oh, we want to be filled with the Spirit of the Lord God, and we want him to be able to lead us into the wilderness with power, because when Jesus went into the wilderness, he didn't just go empty. Come on, y'all. Oh, my God, he didn't even go on his own accord. He yielded to the Father. Amen. He yielded to the Spirit. He was led of the Spirit. Let's go now to Matthew 3, and we're talking about Jesus meeting John the Baptist. Let's read a little bit from there now. Matthew 3, I want to start here. My goodness. Let's start at 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, is John the Baptist speaking, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Everybody, mightier than I. Jesus is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Verse 11, 3 and 11, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You know, we can't do anything on our own. Our human nature tells us that we can do this and we can do that. Let me tell you something. But what happens when you lose everything? What happens when you're in a wilderness? Another word, another synonym for wilderness is without. What happens when you're without water, without food, without friends, without fellowship, without sun, without rain, without what's going to happen? You're in a wilderness. You feel like you're going to die. You're close to death. What do you do when you're in a wilderness? Well, the Bible says, call upon the Lord Jesus. Call upon the Lord in the day of trouble. Listen, he will answer you. Call on the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. When we're in a wilderness, we need to call on the Lord. Amen. And so now we're going more into this text. And so we have now, oh, Lord, my God, we have Father God. Yes, Lord. Verse 12, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And it says, then comes Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? 15, and Jesus answered, said unto him, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he suffered him. Verse 16, let's listen. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Everybody write that down. Just take note of that. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Verse 17, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And so as now we begin to hear and ask the Lord God to speak to our hearts and to say, amen, what he wants to say to us in these particular verses, Father God, have your will and have your way. God is saying that without him, we can do nothing. We go to Philippians 2. Remember in Philippians 2, where God is telling us as we go on over there now, keep your finger in Matthew 3. Amen. I'm moving on over to Philippians 2. And so as I move over now to Philippians 2, thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're in the, still in the New Testament. And after Galatians, Philippians 2 says, oh, God, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, we need to make this a number one. Listen, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind. Let each esteem others better than themselves. Come on, that's Jesus humbling himself before John the Baptist. Listen, to be baptized with him. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And so Jesus wants us to be like this, to do this. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God. Here we go, emptying ourselves out. Oh, we got to write this down, emptying ourselves out. And so listen, we have the mind of God in verse, that's our A, that's our prerequisite. We have the mind of God, my God, as I listen to the Lord, and number one, yes, Father. It says, number six, verse six, says, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men and being found in fashion as a man. What did Jesus do? What did Jesus do? He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross. And so Jesus Christ emptied himself out, and I believe in order for us to be prepared to go into the wilderness. Remember, wilderness means without. There's another synonym, means a wasteland. Come on, you ain't never been there before. Maybe something unknown, something unusual, maybe a confusing place, a dark place, an empty place, a desert. And so now, in order to go into a place like that, a place of darkness, a place that just already surrounded in darkness, don't go alone, honey. Don't go without a flashlight. Come on, you know you need some light. Cast out that darkness, and that's where Jesus is. And so now we have Jesus, oh my Lord, he's been baptized by John. It was such a, it needed to be so. And so now we have, come on, the light of the Holy Spirit alighting on him, my God. And then something happened after the Holy Ghost alighted on Jesus, my God. The heavens were opened up, and the Father, my God, the Father spoke and said, this is my son. Let me read the verse, everybody. I'm back in Matthew now. I want to go back to that verse in Matthew 3, when the Father speaks to Jesus, once he has been baptized, my Lord. Father, we give you praise and we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, everybody. Amen. I'm going to go back over here. I'm in Philippians. I'm going back over here to Matthew. We're still in the Old Testament. You can go ahead and follow me. Some of you are already there. Matthew 3. And so we have the Father here again. And he's saying, thank you, Father God. Hold up, I'm just praying in the spirit. I'm just trying to find my place. Just lost my place a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And verse 17, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Another verse says, this is my son, or this is the son in whom I love. And so we're going to understand. And before we go into the wilderness, that God loves us. We've got to understand that God loves us with an everlasting love. We've got to understand, my God. And Jesus Christ had the enlightening. The Holy Spirit came upon him. It was a, oh, my God, it was a mark. It was a signature. It was the affirmation of the Holy Spirit coming upon him. It wasn't his own power. Listen, Jesus Christ emptied himself. He was reliant upon the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus can do everything. You know, Jesus is God. But he emptied himself. He humbled himself. Amen. And so we have the Holy Spirit alighting on him. The affirmation of the Father. My God, you got to understand it comes from it. And number one, y'all, it comes from the Holy Spirit. Amen. We got to empty out, and then we have to do what? Come on. We have to receive what comes from the Holy Spirit. And then the Father speaks. He said, this is my son. Come on, receive that word. This is my son, whom I'm well pleased. Come on, put your name there. And you got to understand that God loved you, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God is cheering me on. Listen, he says, I love you with an everlasting love. And so we've got to get full of the love of God and how much he loves us, because I could only give you what I have. There's another scripture that says, keep yourself in the love of God. And we're still in John. And John 4 tells me, because, oh my God, there's a scripture that says, not by right, most of the righteousness which I have done. And we got to understand it's by Jesus Christ. And now we're going over to 1 John 4, because I want us to understand that it's not by anything that we've done. It's by the grace of God. And God has given us his grace gift of his Spirit. It's of his love. It's his impartation. And so God encourages Jesus. And he, come on, he sends him forth by the power of the Holy Spirit. Come on, let's still go over to 1 John, because I want us to understand, my God, it's not by us. It's by, not by might nor by power, but it's by his Spirit. And so now, as I'm in 1 John 1, going over there, my God, we are, you know, Revelation. It's right before Revelation. And so if you go to the back of the Bible, 1 John 4:19 says, we love him because he first loved us. Come on, y'all.
reading verse 10 tells us, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be propitiation for our sins. And so God wants to tabernacle with man. Oh, when we go back into the Old Testament, God wanted to dwell among us, my God, but sin was present. Oh, God had to find a perfect sacrifice. I want to take away our sins. And so Jesus Christ, and God came himself, Jesus Christ came, amen. Oh, my God, the tabernacle among us. And then when Jesus ascended back to heaven, my God, he's still, who do you want his presence to be with us? He knew, huh? Without him, we could do nothing. And so we have a Jesus Unlimited, as my friend says. And we get Holy Spirit is Jesus Unlimited. And so we have Jesus Christ in us, the hope of glory, my God. And so God is tabernacling among us and in us by his spirit, by his power, Jesus Christ in us, the hope of glory. And so now God is filling, come on, filling Jesus up with his power, with his love, with his spirit. And the Bible says, come on, y'all, I'm back, and I'm still not going back to Matthew 3. I'm still in Matthew 3. It says, my God, there's different translations. You know, when we go to Luke, I love Luke's account. I love Luke's account of this because it says he was full of the spirit. My God, and it's over. And so, you know, that's a good account. Go ahead. Okay, so back in Matthew 4, same verse, just different, you know, different, disciples and men who were with Jesus were giving their accounts, their witness testimonies. Amen. And so Matthew 4, I'm going to go ahead and stay where I am. And on your own, you can go into Luke, but God has me in Matthew 4, because we got to understand it says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. We need to understand before we go into the wilderness, there's some things we need. We got to have what Jesus had. You know, he's a perfect example, tells us that. And he sees in 5:1, he said, be imitators of God. And so we understand we've got to do what Jesus did. We've got to empty ourselves. We've got to die to ourselves. God, so the Bible says that unless a corn of wheat dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it's going to bring forth much life, much flesh, much fruit. I'm paraphrasing that, but what God is telling us to do in order to bring forth fruit, we've got to die to our flesh. We've got to die to our wants. We've got to die to our desires. And we've got to take up this. I read somewhere, probably God, we said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on. That's God affirming us. That's God encouraging us. That's God speaking his promises to us. And God spoke to Jesus. He gave him the affirmation of a father. And so we got to let God speak to us after we empty out. Don't just walk around empty. No. I was reminded as well. We've got to get full of the promises of God for you and not against you. My thoughts towards you are good and not evil. With me, you can do nothing. Abide in me and let my word abide in you. And so God knows we've got to partner with God. We've got to abide with God. We've got to walk with God into the wilderness. Don't you know we've got to take Jesus into the wilderness with us? Come on, God. Jesus took God with him into the wilderness. He said he was full of the Spirit. He was full of the Spirit. And so what did he do when the tempter came? He spoke the word of God. He said, come on, y'all. Let's go a little bit further down in this verse in Matthew 4:1. It says, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Listen, the devil's going to always be around tempting you with something. That's his job. He's going to be the devil. But we got to be like Jesus and be imitators of Jesus. But listen, we can't do it on our own. We've got to use the power of God again, not by might, nor by power, but by the power of the Holy Spirit. In verse 2, I hear God speaking. He says he wants us to be filled with the Spirit. Oh, my God. To be led of the Spirit, to be directed by the Spirit, to be guided by the Spirit, to be full of the Spirit. This is how Jesus made it in the wilderness, y'all. Y'all said, but Jesus was Jesus. Yes, Jesus is Jesus, but Jesus humbled himself and he emptied himself and he was led of the Spirit. Yeah, I believe that he emptied himself and he was led of the Spirit and depended on the Father. He was showing us how to walk, y'all. He's a perfect example. And so verse 2, and then he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He was afterward and hungered. Oh, my Lord. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. And so the tempter was coming to him, man, his place of weakness. And the weakness of the natural, because he didn't have any food. But he was connected. Remember, y'all, he was full of the Spirit. He was full of the affirmation of the Father, the Dove, the Holy Spirit. A light upon him. My God reminded him of who he is and who he was. And so we've got to understand, number one, listen, God, I speak I've got to let the Lord have his way. Amen. We got to understand. We got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We got to receive the power, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We got to be, of all, we got to be filled with the Spirit of God so God can lead us into the wilderness and we won't be overtaken by the waste places. We won't be overtaken by the devil. We won't be overtaken by his lies. But don't go into the wilderness alone. You better take Jesus with you everywhere you go. Take the word of God. And so in verse 4, how did Jesus answer the enemy? He said, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Ooh, you know, when I think about the word proceedeth, I'm thinking about it. Oh, God, see, Holy Ghost, God wants us to live by the word to come out of his mouth. That means we've got to get in the word of God to hear what God is saying out of his mouth. Ooh, God, give me this, give us this bread. Give us this daily bread. We're to ask, yeah, this is for me too. We are to live by his daily word, his daily bread. What is God saying to us so we can make it for today? Because each day, come up, has enough trouble of its own. My God, it tells us that in Matthew 6. And so God wants us to live by his word when we're without, when we don't have friends, when we don't have money, we don't have revelation. It seems like we're bored of everything, like Job. We got to do what Job did. And Job said, though he slayed me, yet will I trust him. That means we got to have enough word in us. And we got to have enough crying out connection. We got to have enough. Come on. God, give us faith. The Bible says, if you ask, you shall receive. If you seek, you will find. If you're not, the door will be open unto you. And so God says, Jesus said, looking on, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. I've got to pull on God. It's a coracia. My God, I'm in the wilderness. Even before I'm in the wilderness, I pull on a slot machine. Not pull on anybody's clothes. I've got to be like the woman with the issue of blood who pulled on Jesus. And God said, daughter, your faith has healed you. I've got to have faith. That moves mountains, even as a small grain of mustard seed. I've got to believe in God, because if the promise is in God, then God can fulfill. It's God all by himself. But if I agree with God and say, God, I humble myself, God, I need him, God, I can't do this on my own, then God comes in, because God says if I call upon him in the day of trouble, that he would answer prayer. So I've got to understand it ain't about me. It's not me, no. But I've got to receive the affirmation, the promises of the Father to encourage me. Oh, the word of God. So when the devil comes, I can say, my Father says, it greater is he that's in me than he that's in one. Weapon formed against me shall prosper. If I have the mind of Christ, daily on the mouth, God has given me authority. So now I want you to take away 5 points, 5 points, the Lord. Place these, put these on my heart, and so we use them. I'm going to be using them with the women that I work with. But this is the point. This is from the Lord. I believe God placed this on my heart. Amen. Number one, the affirmation of the Father. Number one, you gotta have the security of a Father. See, the Father loved on Jesus. Come on. He delighted him. God knew the Father was with him. He affirmed him. He encouraged him. He blessed him. And so you've got to have that father-daughter relationship, or that father-son relationship with him. You've got to tell him all about it. You've got to let everything out. You've got to tell your daddy everything. Empty on out. And then let the Father begin to encourage you. I love you, my son. I love you with an everlasting love. My thoughts towards you are good and not evil. I'm going to bring you out. And so begin to read the Word of God. And the Word of God begin to pour into your spirit. Amen. Oh, Lord, I believe that the identity, Father, Son, listen, those are identification words. And so we've got to understand we received Jesus. The Bible says, my God, Lord, I believe, Father God, it's in John 1 and 12, you say, to as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. And so we got to understand we received Jesus Christ. He gives us the right to become children of God. And that's an identifier. Listen, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. You gotta understand, it's because of him that we are, because of him that we're in Christ Jesus. Not because of us, it's because we receive the grace of God, the love of God, the gift of God, the gift of salvation. Amen. And then we move on to number three. So number one, listen, respect, security of the Father. Number two, the identity of the Father. Listen, salvation. Listen, God has always been calling us. For God so loved the world, he loves you, that he gave his only begotten Son,
that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And we got to understand, number three, the authority of the Father. Come on, because once I know my daddy loved me and I know I'm my father's child, don't get back in line one of my father's children. My daddy said, and greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I'm greater is, oh, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm heading up a tail. Not because of who I am, but because of who my daddy is. If he chose me from the foundations of the world, my God. You see, it's all because of him. It's because of him and not because of us. It's all because of our Father. And then, of course, now that I have the word of God and the victory of God, looking, and I'm pressing through continually because the devil will always keep trying it. He's always trying to keep cut down my faith. But the Bible tells me, come above all else. Everybody, let's go to Ephesians 6. I have my hand in Matthew 4. I want to go to Ephesians 6. We're still in the New Testament. We're going back now to Ephesians 6, I believe. It must be after Galatians. I'm looking here in my Bible. Ephesians 6:10 says, finally be strong. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We're still talking about, come on, what you need before you go into the wilderness area. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, yes, Lord, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Here's the verse I was trying to say, to focus, to speak on. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth is coming, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We need all of this. Here's verse 16. This is the point I was trying to make. Above all, taking the shield of faith. Don't let the devil steal your faith when you become weary. You say, well, it's a wilderness. It's dark. I'm without. I don't have food. I don't have friends. I can't see. I'm confused. What do you do in the wilderness? What do you do in the wilderness? Come on, y'all. Let's go ahead and go through this test. Let's go ahead and let's recap. Let's go ahead and let's review. What do you do when we're in the wilderness? I empty myself of myself. And I remember what my father said. And I pull in and I go, here, finally. Come on, like here, find Jesus. This is my son. Come on. This is my daughter whom I'm well pleased. And whom I love. And so we see the affirmation of the Father. Remember, it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the gift of God. It's the grace of God. Nothing you've ever done, my God. It's all by God. The Father speaks of his love, my God. He wants to be with you. That's why he sent the Son, and that's why Jesus sent the Spirit, because he wants to dwell in you. Come on, he wanted to dwell in you. And so, my God, God, don't let the devil take your faith. Your faith is a precious gift. Your faith is what God gave you. Your faith is what Jesus imparted to you. Oh, be of good courage, my God. God wants you to achieve that. Jesus said, if you believe in the Father, also believe in me. My God, God wants us to look unto him. Oh, don't be afraid, but be courageous, like he told Joshua. He said, do not fear. So be courageous. And so, God, oh, my God, he wants to speak courage to you. God spoke courage to Jesus. He was reminding him of who he was. He was his son. He was letting him know how much he loved him. Hey, man, come on, listen. He knew he was his son. My God. And so we've got to know that faith. We've got to know who we are, and we've got to be full of his love and full of the word of God. So when the devil comes, we can just speak the word, and the word's going to do what the word is designed to do. For the Bible says the word is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword, penetrating, dividing soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It's a discernment of the intent of the heart. And so God, by his power, by his spirit, he does the work, and so all we have to do is yield. And so let me tell you the other point I wanted to make is that you have the victory in verse, I believe it was Romans 7. Oh, my God, when Paul was saying, what shall I do? A wretched man that I am. And he said, thank you be to God who gives me the victory. And so we find the God who gives us. And Jesus Christ defeated the devil at the cross. And then Jesus Christ gave us back the authority. And we got to understand, we have the victory no matter if it looks like a wilderness, no matter if it seems like a desert, no matter what the lies. The devil says the devil's going to always lie, but we got to be full of the Spirit, cast the devil out, and speak the word of God that our Father has spoken, because of every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. And we got to remember, when Jesus humbled himself, there's something that happened in Philippians 2. There's something that happens when he humbled himself. There's something that happened in Kuramasia. Oh, when he humbled himself before God. I'm going back, y'all. I'm going back to Philippians 2 because I want to talk about what happened to Jesus. And
Oh, my God, when he made himself, verse 7, but made himself, yes, Lord, of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This is what we need to understand in verse 9, what God wants us to know. Wherefore, God also hath highly exalted him, come on, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And we got to understand, when we speak the word of God, it causes the devil to bow, y'all. He bows. He gets back under our feet where he belongs. He belongs under your feet. Listen, I hear people say he's a toothless lion. He's a toothless lion. That means he got a big bark. He got a big scream. He got a big yell, whatever lions do. Oh, but he can't bite you. He can only gnaw at you. Come on, y'all. You can only gnaw at you. But you don't even want him gnawing at you. You don't want any tormenting demons near you. Cast them demons out. Cast those lies out. Put them under your feet. It's for all of us. We got to speak up the word of God. That's all I really have today. Don't forget, we've got to empty out. Don't forget, we've got to cool our minds to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. He's the power of God. He's the ability of God. He's the might of God. Come on. And we need the affirmation. Let the Holy Ghost do his work. Let him do. We got to empty out. Let him do. Listen, without Jesus, we can't do anything. You got to hear the word of the Father. You got to hear the affirmation of the Father. This is my daughter. This is my son, in whom I'm well pleased. Oh, God created us for his pleasure. Come on. He loves us. We get full of the word of God, full of how God feels about us and who we are in Christ. He encourages us. He empowers us. He loves us. Come on. He does it by his Spirit. Father, come on. Empowering us, infusing us. Amen. And then we can send this out into the world because we're full of the Spirit. And the devil can't defeat anybody that's full of Spirit because he doesn't think he ran into Jesus. Because there it is, the word of God. Amen. He has to bow. He has to get out. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the word today. Remember, before you go into the wilderness, before we go into the wilderness, there's some things we need. Pray now. For each and every one of us, God, teach us your word and your precepts. Help us, Lord God, to have a relationship with you. Jesus walked with the Father. Jesus had a prayer life. He didn't just quote scripture just to say words, but, Father, there was a connection. So, Father God, I just pray right now, God, through Romans 10 and 9, it says, if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. And so, God, we thank you right now as we confess with our mouth that you are the Lord God. We ask you to come in and commune with us. Teach us, Father, how to commune with Jesus and how to have right, bring us all into the right relationship with Jesus, talking with him and walking with him. Show us how to walk with you. God, show us how to call you Father because you call us Son. And you said that we should call you Father according to Matthew 6. And we thank you for the privileges you've given us, God, to call, that we can call you Father. We thank you that you call us your children, and we thank you, God, that just like a father is to love his son and a son to love his father, you're going to teach us, God, how to obey you. You're going to teach us, Lord God, how to receive your love. And I just ask you, Lord, to have your will in your way, even during this sermon, even during this topic, Father, that you would teach us and really show us, oh, God, from this point on, God, how to yield, how to obey, and, God, help us to know you, Father. Give us your heart. Give us heart after God. Give us your heart. Work in our hearts because it's all about the heart, God. Having a circumcised heart, a real heart, real communion. Teach us your ways in Jesus' name. Amen.